Hi there and welcome. I'm Rabbi Nachumeth with the Las Vegas Kollel. In Klal Aleph, the first section, the Chafetz Chaim has been encouraging us and reminding us that the prohibition against speaking Lashon Hara, the prohibition against speaking negatively about one another, is even in scenarios when we're facing tremendous pressures, whether that pressure be from an authority figure, a parent, a rabbi, an educator, we are still prohibited from speaking Lashon Hara. The Chafetz Chaim has told us that even if those pressures are coming from our workplace environment, our boss, our colleagues at work, and by us refraining from speaking Lashon Hara, we'll feel a sense of isolation and it might cost us our job. Chafetz Chaim has told us, even in those situations, a person is required to give up their job and not speak Lashon Hara. But the Chafetz Chaim continues and points out, most times, very often, the social pressures that we feel are just simply from our friends and acquaintances. We're at the Kiddush at Shul. We're schmoozing with a bunch of buddies. And everyone's gossiping and everyone's speaking negatively about Jim or whomever it may be. And we will naturally feel a sense of social pressure to continue and participate in that group and speak that Lashon Hara. Social pressure is one of the most powerful forces that drives human behavior. The Chafetz Chaim teaches us and tells us, even in those situations of social pressures with our friends, our colleagues, our acquaintances, of course we have to have the strength not to speak Lashon Hara, not to speak negatively. Oftentimes, if we're going to be that guy at the Shul Kiddush, we're not going to speak Lashon Hara. When our friends are schmoozing, we don't speak Lashon Hara. On a WhatsApp chat, if we're going to be the ones that say, hey, this isn't appropriate, we're not going to speak Lashon Hara here, it's not okay, very often people will look sideways at us. People will think we're weirdos. People will think we're strange. And we might become socially isolated and become social outcasts. The Chafetz Chaim, of course, teaches us, quotes the passage that the Talmud teaches us, Mutav la'adam shikare shotek kol yamav. It's better that a person be called a fool, that his friends and colleagues consider him a fool his entire life, v'alyeh rasha sha'achas lefnei ha'makom, and not be wicked and not be a sinner before God even for one moment. We need to remind ourselves when we're in situations where we feel the social pressure to speak Lashon Hara or to participate in a conversation of Lashon Hara, we have to have the strength to remind ourselves the social pressures that we are facing do not justify prohibited conduct. We're not allowed to speak Lashon Hara, even in social settings, even if it's going to mean we're going to be isolated and going to be outcast from our social groups. We have to have the strength and courage not to speak Lashon Hara.